Yes, indeed, Mike and Kim Burge. And we are honored that you're listening right now to The Good Stuff.
Discover the pulse of agriculture, from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Rodeo news, all of that, yep, it's right there in the Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
First, I'm going to share a quote with you, and this will give you a lot to ponder on if you're needing something to ponder or consider. You won't get milk from a cow by sending a letter, and you won't get milk by calling on the phone. The only way to get milk from a cow is to sit by its side and milk it. There's a lot of different ways to interpret that, and so I hope that spreads a little light in your day.
Okay.
Green garden grass snakes can be dangerous. Yes, grass snakes, not rattlesnakes. A couple in Sweetwater, Texas, had a lot of potted plants, and during a recent cold spell, the wife was bringing a lot of them indoors to protect them from a possible freeze. It turned out that a little green garden grass snake was hidden in one of the plants, and when it had warmed up, it slithered out and the wife saw it go under the sofa. She let out a very loud scream. The husband, who was taking a shower, ran out into the living room naked to see what the problem was. She told him there was a snake under the sofa. He got down on the floor on his hands and knees to take a look. About that time, the family dog came and cold-nosed him on the rear. He thought the snake had bitten him, and he fainted. His wife thought he had a heart attack, so she called the ambulance. The attendants rushed in, loaded him on a stretcher, and started carrying him out. About that time, the snake came out from under the sofa, and one of the emergency medical technicians saw it and dropped his end of the stretcher. That's when the man broke his leg and why he is still in the hospital. The wife still had the problem of the snake in the house, so she called on a neighbor man. He volunteered to capture the snake. He armed himself with a rolled-up newspaper and began poking under the sofa. Soon, he decided it was gone and told the woman, who sat down on the sofa in relief. But in relaxing, her hand dangled in between the cushions where she felt the snake wiggling around. She screamed and fainted. The snake rushed back under the sofa, and the neighbor man, seeing her laying there passed out, tried to use CPR to revive her. The neighbor's wife, who had just returned from grocery shopping, saw her husband's mouth on the woman's mouth and slammed her husband on the back of the head with a bag of canned goods, knocking him out and cutting his scalp to a point where it needed stitches. An ambulance was again called, and it was determined that the injury required hospitalization. The noise woke the woman from her dead faint, and she saw her neighbor lying on the floor with his wife bent over him, so she assumed he had been bitten by the snake. She went to the kitchen, brought back a small bottle of whiskey, and began pouring it down the man's throat. By now, the police had arrived. They saw the unconscious man, smelled of whiskey, and assumed that a drunken fight had occurred. They were about to arrest them all when the two women tried to explain how it all happened over a little green snake. They called an ambulance, which took away the neighbor and his sobbing wife. Just then, the little snake crawled out from under the couch. One of the policemen drew his gun and fired at it. He missed the snake and hit the leg of the end table that was on one side of the sofa. The table fell over and the lamp on it shattered, and as the bulb broke, it started a fire in the drapes. The other policeman tried to beat out the flames and fell through the window into the yard on top of the family dog, who, startled, jumped up and raced out into the street where an oncoming car swerved to avoid it and smashed into the parked police car and set it on fire. Meanwhile, the burning drapes had spread to the walls and the entire house was blazing. Neighbors had called the fire department, and the arriving fire truck had started raising its ladder as they were halfway down the street. The rising ladder tore out the overhead wires and put out the electricity and disconnected the telephones in a 10-square city block area. Time passed. Both men were discharged from the hospital. The house was rebuilt, the police acquired a new car, and all was right with their world. About a year later, they were watching TV, and the weatherman announced a cold snap for that night. The husband asked his wife if she thought they should bring in their plants for the night. She shot him.
True story, right?
Oh, absolutely. Do not know the author, but I'm sure it's true.
All right. Thanks for sharing that warning about the green garden snakes.
Yes.
And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to The Good Stuff.